There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills the place. I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his face, and my heart is overflowing with the fullness of his joy. I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, relax in your seat, and just take that deep cleansing breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then release. And in this sacred moment, there is nothing in your head and heart more important than experiencing the presence of God. Surely the presence of God is in this place and every place that you are, because surely the presence of God is within you. And as you continue gently breathing in and breathing out, release any worries, fears, or thoughts of lack. Just gently sweep them away and feel the weight on your shoulders disappear. Just be right here, right now, in that presence. Feel the love and light of God surround you, enfold you, and express as you. You are in the light. The light is within you. You are the light. Charles Fillmore told us that when we awaken to the reality of our being the light, the light begins to break up on us from within, and we know the truth. And you know, this moment in time, you know the truth. Deep within your heart and soul, you know the truth that you are one with the Most High. The omnipresence of God and the whole of Spirit is present in its entirety at every point in space at the same time. There can never be a distance between you and the divine. You have all you need within to solve life's problems, to manifest your dreams and desires, and to live from your true spiritual identity. The light within you shines bright and illumines your way, revealing whatever needs to be revealed. So let's take a moment now to feel this truth in every fiber and core of your being. The wisdom and right judgment of divine mind is within you, guiding you, inspiring you, and leading you to your greatest good. If you have a desire on your heart, take that desire for a few moments into the silence and just listen. That divine guidance is right now revealing answers. New thoughts and creative ideas are appearing. one in divine wisdom. Trust, listen to first, and then trust and follow your inner voice. Do that for a few moments now in the silence. And now, as you move through your day and the weeks ahead, know that signs and signals will continue to manifest. Know that the light of God is leading you onward. Set the intention to be compassionate with yourself, and let's all release the temptation to judge others harshly. In the midst of any outward turmoil, we are able to stay centered in the peace and love that we are. We echo God's judgment of all creation, and God saw that it was all good, all very good. We discern the spiritual truth in every aspect of our lives. And now, dear God, sweet Spirit, our hearts are full of gratitude for the power of wisdom and good judgment. We call it forth now in every area of our lives, in our thoughts, in our feelings, and in our actions. And we do so in gratitude. And we say, in the name and the power of the Christ, thank you, God. And so it is. And so we joyously allow it to be as we sing together our Lord's Prayer.